Blog Talk Radio.
Sports Attic with the post-WrestleMania show.
That's right. We're actually at the Baby's Den.
We are. We're on location. We're out of the attic.
We stepped away from the attic this evening. There is no sports machine, unfortunately.
Yeah, the sports machine's not here.
I didn't pack it up and bring it. It's too heavy.
Yeah.
But yeah, we are done with Mania, all 17 hours, and I could go for a nap right about now.
Yeah, as could I. Man. It's a long-ass show. Like, you got here a little bit before 6, before the main card started.
Right.
I had turned it on for the pre-show, but man, that lasted a long time.
Of course.
That said, it was one hell of a card.
I thought it was really good. It was excellent, actually.
Yeah.
There's not a lot I was disappointed in. Really, this whole week has been excellent. If you're a fan of professional wrestling, starting with Shakura in Japan last weekend, all the way through the Ring of Honor stuff, the indie shows, Wale Mania, people's Instagram feeds. Of course, the NXT show last night was absolutely stellar. And then Mania capped it off with a great big show with a ton of surprises. We have the youngest tag team champion.
The youngest title holder
in the history of wrestling, probably.
Unbelievable. Right before the match, I said, what if he picks somebody out of the crowd?
You did say that.
I did.
You absolutely did, yeah.
I was bullshitting.
No.
I was straight up bullshitting, just throwing it out there. But I called it.
You did screw me on our bet from last week, but that's all right.
We'll
get on to that maybe in a non-wrestling show.
I don't know
show.
If it's something we need to bring up at all ever again.
Do we have a phone number so people can call in and express outrage to you for screwing up?
For burning the bacon?
You ruined the bet. That's what you did.
This place was smoky, but it really made it authentic for The Undertaker's entrance.
It did. We had fire alarms going off, babies crying.
Smoke alarm.
Andrew was puking in the corner.
I had to text my landlord upstairs. It was something else. Give us a call, 760-454-8834. This is the only post-WrestleMania show that you really need to listen to. My name's Clark Morrison. That's my partner, Al Larcher.
Alfred Ferdinand Larcher III, wrestling extraordinaire. I have been to 3 WrestleManias, a Wrestle Kingdom.
True.
Every major pay-per-view you can think of, I have been there because I am the greatest fan. In the history of the Rosemont Horizon.
Wow. You are the greatest fan in the history of the Rosemont Horizon.
I am. I am the fan of the Horizon. And that's a hell of a, you know, that's Steve Austin's favorite.
What do you think
arena.
Of the first row fans, you know, in the camera view? We've talked a little bit about them tonight. Like, wouldn't they be better fans? Like, they're always there.
Losers, Clark. Losers.
Okay, wow.
As a matter of fact, the only thing that would have made the show better tonight is if they would have pulled the guy who looks like Weird Al out during the Braun match and made him the tag team partner, and he just gets his ass beat by Sheamus and Cesaro. That place would go absolutely bonkers. People would be cheering, although they succeeded in what they wanted to do. They pulled a kid out from the crowd, maybe a Make-A-Wish kid, and Twitter lit up, and they got a shit ton of exposure.
Yeah.
Are you screwing my headphones, Clark?
No, I'm
getting in and out over here.
No, is that better? Yeah, I brought it down. We were a little over. We were a little high. Is what we were over here, so I got concerned.
Yeah, well, if you're excited about the whole WrestleMania, if you watched it, anything this weekend, really, you know, give us a call, join in on the conversation.
Yeah.
Let's get this party started.
760-454-8834. Before we get to the card for WrestleMania, you were able to watch all of NXT.
I did, yeah.
And I caught the ladder match, which was a phenomenal match. And I feel bad that I haven't yet been able to get to the whole show. But am I wrong in this? From the reviews I was reading, it looks like it was the show of the night. And I know the Ring of Honor had a hell of a card.
They did. You know, I will say I watched the Cody versus Kenny match, and I watched the main event of the Ciampa and Gargano. And I know you haven't watched it, so
I've heard some things. No, go ahead.
I don't want to spoil anything,
it's my own fault.
There was when both those matches started, the crowd, you actually had a true heel in Ciampa, and you had a true heel in Cody, and the crowd reflected that, and you had a true face in Omega and Gargano, and the people in both cases expressed that, and that was wonderful. But the thing is, by the end of the NXT match, at no point the crowd chanted, "This is awesome," I don't believe, nor did they have dueling name chants.
Okay.
Nor did they yell "Fight Forever." They hated Ciampa.
Really?
From start to finish.
So they told an amazing story.
Absolutely. Well, meanwhile, Ring of Honor was doing sports entertainment over there, with a sports entertainment finish, and the crowd was behind at some point, started enjoying Cody a little more for the performance he was given. And Cody has been absolutely fantastic. Since he has left WWE, the guy has been spot on. And it was just...
I agree.
You could see the contrast between the two of this great story told in NXT.
He's been all in, is what I would say.
He is all in. I'm all in. I'm going
all
in. I got my hotel booked.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I'm ready.
When do tickets go on sale for All In out at Hoffman Estates at the Sears Center?
Nobody knows.
Just
a mystery.
Right here outside of Chicago, Illinois. We're going to get there. I'm going to see it. I'm excited to see it. I don't have a baby due until October. This is going to be September 1st. We're good.
By the way, congratulations. Round two.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you so much. I appreciate it, Al.
You surprisingly did it right the first time. I was concerned.
Wait, what do you mean I did it right the first time?
Well, I mean, you have a nice, healthy, smart, intelligent baby girl.
That I'm actually in charge of on my own.
That
I'm with her 3 days a week.
Which is terrifying, because I watched you almost fall off a roof at being drunk out of a Cubs game once.
First of all, the fact that she survives, keeping a child alive is amazing. I'm just saying. Anyway, the new baby expected October.
You can't keep a plant for a week, but goddamn, you got to get going. Jeez,
Andrew broke the shit out of a plant tonight, did he not? I was being so nice to him when he was here, but he did. He broke it.
So I usually watch wrestling with Clark, and Clark's got a buddy from his same town, Kirkland, called Andrew. And I call them spoiler.
Kirkland's the town. My buddy's Andrew.
Yeah, whatever. Say the same thing. I call them spoiler one and spoiler two, because these guys, they're great. They love looking at those Vegas odds.
Except you took my spot for spoiler the other night with the Hall of Fame. You were just.
What are you talking? I said Hillbilly Jim is boring.
Yeah, exactly.
By the way,
you'd have been pissed if I'd have said that.
The one horror of the whole wrestling weekend was Hillbilly Jim speaking for 40 minutes like he was the tit of the land.
Al, I didn't mind the spoilers, and you were so right. What the hell was going on with it? It was just forever and ever.
I was watching. I came home after work, and it was late. It was about 4 in the morning, and he starts talking, and I'm starting getting mad, and I smoke up a little. I get a little high.
Sure.
I start feeling good, and then I move over to Twitter, and I start reading everybody making fun of Hillbilly Jim, and I couldn't stop laughing.
Oh, no.
So then I decided I'm going to go make dinner. I go in the other room. I cook up dinner, get everything going. I walk back. I walk back in the room, and he is still talking, and I just started cracking up. I couldn't stop laughing.
And I think he talked for another half hour.
No, he would not stop.
After that, it really went on. And
I hated him when I was a kid, and I don't like him now.
Absolutely.
Hate's a strong word, but.
Anyway, the Hall of Fame was to me, it seemed the same that it always is. It goes really long if you're watching it live.
Right.
So if you don't like that, then watch the edited version on USA.
Yeah, I don't care about its length. These guys deserve it. You know, it sucks for the people there, and I have been there. I've been to a Hall of Fame. I went to the one in Dallas.
Yeah.
It sucks being there because it drags on and on and on. And if you watch the whole thing start to finish, it drags on and on and on. But the neat thing about the network is you really could just skip to the main one you want to see. And then over the week, you watch one a night. You know, it's an hour a night, that. You know, some are 20 minutes, some are 40 minutes. And then you're done with the thing. People think you have to digest everything at once. That's really not the case, especially with the Hall of Fame.
No, I'm with you on that. Guys, give us a call if you want to join in. If you're listening live, 760-454-8834. 760-454-8834. It's been a hell of a WrestleMania weekend. The Cody match, it did end up delivering for you, but just not quite as much as the NXT.
Yeah, I was really disappointed with the finish. I thought the performers did a good job. The wrestlers did a good job wrestling. I thought they went out there and they threw out some you know, it was a pretty good, typical Kenny Omega match. And Cody did his stuff. And Cody, like I said, is a fantastic heel. Like, he understands the psychology of being a heel and presenting yourself as such and getting the crowd to hate you. He is superb at that. And they put on a decent match for about 30 minutes. Do you know the ending? Do you know what happens?
I'd like to hear it. I'm trying to get that from you.
Well, here's a spoiler. The Young Bucks come to the ring as the referee gets knocked down.
Okay.
And they have to decide who they're going to side with.
Sure.
So they talk it over, and they kind of argue about it for a moment, and then they go to do the double. All right. They go to do the double super kick on Cody. Cody ducks. They hit Kenny Omega. Omega goes down. They were clearly upset they hit the wrong person. But the referee starts waking back up, and Cody ends up winning the match.
Okay.
Now,
and the Young Bucks accidentally, it looked like, at least.
Right, right. Although Cody, I did see Cody released a shirt today that basically says, "See who the Young Bucks picked," and it's a picture of them super kicking Kenny Omega with Cody laying on there, and it looks like he wasn't even involved.
That's a great move. However,
great heel move for sure.
So, and you weren't happy with the way that ended.
Ring of Honor. If you've ever been to a Ring of Honor show. And there may be one in your future. I don't know. Ring of Honor shows, I have never walked away from seeing a live Ring of Honor show and been disappointed.
Sure.
When you are in that building, it is fun, it is exciting, and you walk away charged. Their television presentation, their storytelling, and by the way, they need to get rid of their booker. Delirious is a bad booker. Like,
okay.
You look at the guys who become stars coming out of Ring of Honor, and it doesn't really happen. They become stars after they leave Ring of Honor with promoters who know how to use them right. Most of, if not all of the stars in Ring of Honor have been developed or are worked out of New Japan. So I don't see good booking from Ring of Honor. And Ring of Honor is about wrestling. And they've always been really good wrestling. And when you have this sports entertainment finish, that didn't make a lot of sense. The Young Bucks clearly had time to correct the situation after they messed up. It was one of those things, it felt very much like a WWE show where you walked away going, okay, well, you know, on to chapter two.
Okay.
And, you know, chapter two may lead to something at All In, which is exciting since we'll probably be attending, but it still felt very much like they had a massive stage to make a statement. And they didn't deliver fully.
All right, okay. And that wasn't even the main event on that card, right? Like, the title was. And I caught a review that said that our guy, Dalton, who we saw, somebody said he kind of wrote it in for the main event of the Ring of Honor. Did you catch the match?
To be fair, I haven't.
No, me neither. So I guess I have no reason to speak on it other than that's what I caught.
And I heard it wasn't the main event. I heard that Cody match was last.
Oh,
but I could be wrong. But anyways, if you heard it, call in, let us know. If you need to correct us. But
yeah, give us a ring at 760-454-8834. Let us know about that, what you thought of that show. Let us know if you watched NXT. Do you want to go back to NXT?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. My thoughts were Dalton Castle is a great character, but is he a great wrestler in a federation where work rate is important? It can't be all about sports entertainment. Marty Scurll is a fantastic wrestler. His match with Ospreay last week was one of the best matches I've ever seen.
I got to watch it. Thank you for...
you did watch it?
Yeah. Thanks for having me watch it. That was solid.
I mean, he works that neck that entire match, and then there's a freak accident, which looks like Ospreay breaks his neck, and I'm still not convinced that he doesn't have damage done there. And he goes out, and he puts on a great match. So we know Scurll can step up to the plate. We know the Birdman can do it, but Dalton Castle is a question mark as far as in-ring talent. And this was really a stage where he had the perfect opponent to put on a masterpiece that proves why he is a great champion. And I didn't see the match, so I can't say if he did or didn't, but I'm curious. That is the question
mark.
Yeah,
I'd like to see it to give my own opinion on it, I guess. To NXT?
Yeah, sure.
The championship match? Well, I mean, the ladder match, I got to watch that. Wow.
Yeah, absolutely great match.
I mean, I saw this in a review earlier, and I have to agree with it. It set kind of a new standard for what a ladder match should be. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
For the new North American title,
right.
NXT, which is kind of their Intercontinental? Is that what you
mean? Sure. Yeah, that's exactly what
yeah.
it would be.
Yeah, yeah.
It's their second tier title. And you had a lot of big guys in the match, which was cool. It's a lot like cheerleading. You got to have the base. And that's generally how big guys are treated in those matches. You know, Kane or whatever. They're catching the small guys doing the big stunts.
Yep.
But in this case, it was a lot of the big guys doing pretty big stunts.
No shit.
Velveteen Dream, who is so over, and I'm so happy he is. He's such a talented kid. I had a chance to see him at, I think it was TakeOver Chicago.
Okay.
If not, it was just an NXT show, but I'm pretty sure it was TakeOver Chicago. And he was new, and it was kind of like, well, are people going to be able to accept this gimmick?
Right.
You know,
right,
this Boy George type thing, Gorgeous George, or Boy George, either way it works.
Right.
You know, are they going to be able to do the Prince thing, hints
yeah.
of being gay? And,
in the wrestling world, and it works.
Oh, the crowd loves
over
him.
As hell.
Because he plays it so well. When we saw him, when he first walked out, we're like, oh, this isn't going to be good. By the end of that match, me and my buddy were both like, man, I like that guy. Carried over, and he's won over the fans in the NXT world, and that's great to see. And
we got our first look at a guy like EC3 in that match, which, I mean, I guess from what I see, from what I've heard in the past, he's not the best of wrestlers.
Right, but he has a look.
Yeah, he definitely has a look, that's for sure. There were a lot of spots. It was some good, badass spots
right.
going on in it. Ricochet.
Yeah.
In all honesty, that was my first time catching Ricochet.
Right.
And he bounces all over the place. I understand why he's called Ricochet.
If you like Will Ospreay, you saw that match with Will Ospreay, look up some matches, Ricochet versus Ospreay.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
you know, see the two pinball machines going at it.
Yeah. He can fly around that ring.
Yeah.
That match is fantastic.
He's like a pinball ball, ricocheting off of everything.
Yeah.
And then, you know, sometimes you get the bonus, and a second or third ball comes out. Well, that's what it's like with Ospreay's in the ring with him. It's like a bunch of pinballs going on at once. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, the ladder match was it was stellar. I mean, it was a really good match, and it kicked off that show, and you were like, wow, this is going to be a tremendous night, because you knew the heat was there for that main event. You knew you were building towards this legacy match of these two guys who hate each other, Macho Man and Hogan-esque.
Wow.
And their dislike for each other and the realism.
And I saw the cancer in your eyes, brother.
That's right. It was like they were backstage in a med room.
You're getting a little close to Elizabeth. That's as good as I can do.
Championship match was good,
yeah.
You know, for the title.
Yep.
I like Almas a lot. I like Black a lot.
Yeah.
And I thought they delivered. The tag match was good. There was a little bit of a turn, a little sports entertainment there.
Yeah, what was the turn?
Roderick Strong turned on Dunn.
Okay.
And helped their stable?
Accolades.
No, the E-something.
Undisputed Era?
Undisputed Era. He joined Undisputed Era.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Which makes sense because one of their guys is injured, so
they
need three, really. That's perfect.
And of Undisputed Era, Adam Cole won as well.
Right.
Won that match, the ladder match.
He won the ladder match, and then thanks to the help of Roderick Strong,
They won the tag match.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then that main event was something special. You really need to see it.
Good.
You really have to check that out.
Okay, I will. You're saying it was a hell of a good story that was told, right?
Oh, do you remember a couple weeks ago when I said that I would like to see Dolph Ziggler just come to the ring without any music?
Yes.
And they just boo?
Yeah.
Well, that's what happened.
Okay.
Ciampa comes out with no music, and he just walks to the ring. And what does the crowd chant?
What?
Fuck Ciampa. No. The entire way he's headed to that ring.
Oh, that's great. With no music. What? Why is he coming with no music?
Well, I don't know. It wasn't a sanctioned match.
Oh. Okay.
So I mean, maybe he just didn't get his music cues
there.
He didn't tip the KJ.
He didn't tip the DJ. Yeah, that's right.
So.
That's right.
Yeah, he comes to the ring with absolutely no music, and there's, I think, 12,000, 15,000 people there that night, and they just, every person in that arena hated him. It was nuclear heat.
Wow.
You don't talk nuclear heat in wrestling anymore. That was nuclear heat, and it was spectacular. And then Johnny comes out. Everybody loves Johnny Wrestling, and those two put on a war together.
Yep.
There's a moment in the match where Ciampa gets power slammed to the floor. and he took the padding off, so it was just concrete earlier in the night.
Damn.
He put it.
Okay.
So Johnny throws him down to the floor, and he's laying there, and that you heard the thud, and you're like, man, I think that guy's back is broken. And then after about a minute, you know what the crowd chants?
No.
You deserve it. You deserve
it. Great.
Nice job. It was great.
Good job with that story.
Well, let's get to Mania, because that show was 14 hours, and I want to go home.
Yeah, and we can't go for 14 hours.
No.
There's no way, but let's...
We will take your calls. We'll jump back if needed, but...
Yeah. If you want to call and you talk about anything you want over the weekend, but if you want to talk about the main card, about WrestleMania, and we are going to talk about the main card here. No offense to the pre-show. Congratulations to all of those guys who got their WrestleMania moment and all of that, but...
Not for nothing, Clark. I don't do pre-shows.
I know you don't. We were at a pay-per-view, and you did a pre-show for the big man. What the hell?
Ryback.
Ryback's his last ever WWE.
Yeah, I think versus Kalisto or Sin Cara.
You said home. When you chanted, you deserve it, or you still got it, Adam.
Yeah.
In the middle of the match, and the place was dead. The whole place laughed at you. I think that you sent him home. He hasn't been in a WWE match since that moment. Anyway, give us a call, 760-454-8834, 760-454-8834. As you mentioned earlier, this card was one hell of a card.
Yeah, it was stacked, start to finish.
No doubt about it. And it opened up with the triple threat match for the WWE Intercontinental Championship in a match that went 15 minutes and 30 seconds.
Okay, not bad.
The Miz came in as the champion. What do you think? What do you think of the match?
I thought it was a good match. I thought it had a chance to steal the show, but there was so much good on the show that, you know, here... 4 or 5 hours later, a great match is kind of forgotten. And it was. It was really good. It was a good way to get the crowd into it. Let them see some wrestling right out of the gate. Let a longer match happen.
Yeah.
Will germinate a little and have a little bit of a build. And then suddenly at the end, Seth Rollins wins.
Yeah, I guess I just didn't expect him to win.
I didn't either.
I thought the Miz would retain. I just expected him to. He's done a damn fine job in the heel role. In fact, I would call him the heel of the year from 2017.
Yeah, he's been great.
He's up there in WWE.
He got called out at the Hall of Fame ceremony for being great.
Jarrett loved him, yeah. That worked out well. But I think that maybe the way that the Universal title ended, kind of it makes more sense with Seth winning this. I thought maybe he'd go into the Universal.
Yeah.
You know, I thought maybe he'd bump up with and not win this.
Right.
But I don't know. I mean, he's a great champion for the IC belt, too.
It also had to build in your mind a little bit that at the end of the night, Roman Reigns is going to win. As we all know, he's going to win. Everybody walks into this card knowing Roman Reigns is beating Brock Lesnar tonight, and the deal is sealed. And with Seth Rollins having the Intercontinental title, you don't have to worry about Seth stepping up against Roman. It clears him.
Right.
So that made sense. It all fit in.
Right. Exactly. That's what I'm getting at. That match was 15 minutes, 30 seconds.
Okay.
And then the second match, which, you know, we had prop bets going all night long. And,
sure.
And I had picked this match to be the first.
It's not like you pay out on your bets, but okay.
I did. Hey. You have been paid for your fantasy football?
I have been paid for fantasy football.
Is that not correct?
Unfortunately, I didn't get interest because I think there's probably about $40 owed in interest. But
that's all right.
I'll let that go.
You're about to get a blog talk bill soon, so it's fine.
And then,
So the singles match for the WWE SmackDown Women's Championship was next. Charlotte Flair versus Asuka. And in our bets going on, who did you pick for that?
Oh, I was certain Asuka was going to win.
And I went with Charlotte. And I'm not sure why. I thought it was a stupid bet, maybe. Asuka came in, has never lost a match
right.
in any of the WWE. What did you think of that match, Al?
You know, it's interesting. One of our wrestling correspondents, Brandon, who's in Tokyo right now, went to Sakura last week. We'll probably have him on in the next couple of weeks to talk about the show.
That'd be fun.
Him and I got into it a little bit on the Facebook chat after this match. Because he's like, he's always down on WWE. You know, he is a New Japan mark, and he poops on WWE a little too hard for me, where I think there's enough room.
You have no problem with a New Japan mark.
No, I don't. I love New Japan.
Why are you shitting on the WWE product?
You don't need to. Well, he was like, oh, that was stupid. You know, how dare they cash in? And they really screwed up both Asuka and Charlotte. Wow. And my argument to that is Charlotte in 10 years from now on those video packages, at that retirement ceremony, is going to be the legacy the women's division needs.
Yeah.
She is going to be the one. They're going to show that clip of her coming out that beautiful entrance.
Wonderful entrance.
Her father's music.
Yes.
Her coming out and it looking like $1 million, wrestling like $1 million, and winning like $1 million. And she just sealed her fate as the legend. Where Asuka's not going to be the legend. She's going to be a chapter in the women's division. And at some point, you have to cash in on Asuka's success.
Right,
and
right.
I understand extending it, but how long are you going to extend it, and then who is she going to beat?
Right, exactly. She already has the record. Am I right?
Charlotte has now defined herself as the most dominant, best woman in the WWE women's division.
Wow.
And you have Ronda Rousey heating up. You have Shayna Baszler back. You have so many girls that are going to be able to step up and say, Charlotte, you are not the best.
Right.
And then my other argument is, let's say Asuka wins, okay? She cashes in, and again, she stays undefeated. Eventually, she's going to have to lose.
Right.
And it's going to get very boring when she's on Raw or SmackDown every week. Number one, not being able to talk.
Right.
And number two, having to win every time you see her.
I agree.
It's sort of like the Roman Reigns match versus Brock Lesnar, which we'll get to. But everybody wanted to shit on that match because we all knew Roman Reigns was going to win that match.
Right, right.
And we've known that the last couple WrestleManias. So it's kind of hard to invest into something when you know every time this person's going to win. So for that shock to happen, where are you going to pay it off? Are you going to do it on a payback? Are you going to do it at SummerSlam? No,
right,
you want to do that
right.
at Mania. And you're not going to keep this woman undefeated for a year.
I agree.
So why not do it now? Why not solidify Charlotte's history over the 36-year-old Asian wrestler who can't speak English? And that's not a shot at her.
Right.
Because, I mean, she's the best in-ring performer they have.
Anybody needs to be good on the mic.
But the fact is, I don't think she's living in America in 5 to 10 years from now.
Okay. You don't
she's Japanese and she wants to go home.
You don't think Asuka's a WWE Hall of Famer?
Oh, she could be a Hall of Famer.
I think so.
Absolutely.
She might win this title from Charlotte.
But what I'm saying is, I don't think she's going to make her permanent residence in America.
Okay.
I don't think she's taking this job and she's like, I'm all in to be an American.
Okay.
I think she's going to move back to Japan.
I mean, I don't know her or her.
Yeah, parents. I mean, I follow her Instagram. I follow her career.
Okay.
I'm an Asuka mark. I love Asuka. But she has a beauty shop in Osaka. Like, she has a career outside of wrestling in Osaka
and
in Japan. And she's known
that's awesome.
You know, that's her home. That's where her friends are. That makes the most sense
she's
going to go home.
She must be having a blast here doing this.
Yeah, absolutely. You do this 5-6 years.
Sure.
You make some money. Next thing you know, you're 40.
Where does she go from here? I mean, does she get a rematch right away? Or are they going to be on the same roster, do you think? Or is she going back to Raw? Because she stayed on Raw. It's not like she left Raw and went to SmackDown.
You remember the scenario I painted out for you with Alexa? I made the same case that Alexa should probably win if she was facing Asuka. To put that rub on Alexa builds a massive star
true.
In her.
Yeah.
And it makes more sense, obviously, with Charlotte. But if you put her on a different roster than Charlotte and you have her dominate again this year with whatever roster she's on, and then let's say she wins the Rumble again and she challenges Charlotte next year, just as big of a match, if not bigger.
Yeah, fair. A match that I enjoyed, and Charlotte, you said it all. I'm happy with the legacy. I'm happy that she continues to be the dominant force she is, although she was the second person to become both SmackDown and Raw Women's Champion.
Right. The beautiful Alexa Bliss, the goddess.
You're welcome. There you go, pal.
The most perfect wrestler in the history of the sport.
760-454-8834, 760-454-8834. If you want to join us, we'll double back on things, but we're going to try to keep moving on down this one. The next match after that was the Fatal 4-Way match for the WWE United States Champion. This was Randy Orton, Bobby Roode, Rusev, and Aiden English. You and I both agreed on this. We thought that Rusev Day was going to get his payday.
Yeah, I didn't really believe that, but that is where I bet.
That's who I picked.
It was an emotional pick because we both love Rusev.
I think it's better that they didn't give it to him. I think that the crowd's going to keep on fighting for him.
Yeah.
You know, as we go. And I think it's fine that they didn't give it to him here. But I was really surprised with the outcome.
It just sucks because everybody loves Rusev.
Right.
And there's people who feel that it's just a Bobby Roode entrance love.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
It is.
Where, like, it's just, everybody likes chanting Rusev Day. I think people, and it's not like a Daniel Bryan thing. I don't know that it's as extreme as Daniel Bryan, you know, where the crowd hijacked the crowd and said, this is our guy.
The crowd said, this guy needs to win.
But I think it's pretty damn close. It's about, let's say the Daniel Bryan thing is 100%, and I think this is 75%. People want to see Rusev win. People like Rusev.
No doubt.
If you follow him on Instagram, or I'm sorry, Twitter, you'll understand. Like, he's a funny, likable guy. Did you see the retweet I did with him at the Hall of Fame ceremony?
With Rusev?
Yeah, where he's like, this is the best I could do to plug my match. Yeah. And it's him, like, smiling behind when they
Triple
do a shot
H
of Triple H and Stephanie.
Yeah, I did.
I mean, it's funny. It's good stuff.
And, like, he straight up poked his head out behind. It was fantastic. Nice job, Rusev. He's doing a fine job on social media. And it's great. And I think he does a great job out there.
They managed to put four guys in a match who are the four guys you don't want to see in other matches at WrestleMania.
Which is why they gave him 8 minutes and 15
right.
seconds.
You gave the four boringest guys on the roster right now, minus Rusev. Rusev's still fun.
Right.
You give the four boringest, least over guys on the roster a match for 8 minutes.
So damn boring.
Like, he just
sucks. Entrance is amazing.
Yeah.
It just, it's not where I don't.
No I'd like effect. To see him a heel. Maybe as a heel, he could be more of a jerk in the ring.
Yeah.
And maybe that works, but he's just so methodical in his moves and his actions. And, you know, you would say the same thing to Randy Orton, another guy, slow, methodical, who just has an explosive finish. And then Jinder Mahal, who no one really gives a damn about. And it's Rusev Day.
Where's the greatest battle royal in the world taking place?
India. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that why he's the IC title? Because they're going to defend all the belts there.
Oh, that's good. That's good thinking. It's good booking.
Is that why he booked it? Yeah.
You know, in the attic, I may light a Dolly Parton.
Shit, I was gonna prayer candle. I was gonna get a prayer candle of my own today.
But I don't have the Garth Brooks box set just sitting there, the CD,
Thank you. Thank you for your knowledge.
I mean, that
You're
is
amazing.
That is impressive.
Did you once have that?
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, who didn't?
Come on. Yeah, I did too. This is a replacement one that came in as a gift.
Wow, I may have to find one on eBay or something.
It's fantastic.
That is
a
piece of history.
So Jinder won that.
That Garth Brooks thing is more exciting than this match, so we'll move on.
How about this? One of the longest matches on the card.
Uh-huh.
Here we go. We're going to talk about it. 3-4 years in the making, whatever. A gal who grew up a WWE fan.
Right. Life
who became the baddest woman on the planet with the UFC.
Bad, baby, bad.
Ronda Rousey, finally there. And, you know, a few years ago it was teased in San Francisco.
Yep.
That The Rock. They did their tease.
Right.
With Triple H and Steph. But what we ended up getting was Kurt Angle. And I've got to tell you, there were so many things that I was pleasantly surprised with.
Yeah.
In that match. One, I thought Ronda looked fine.
Absolutely.
Thought she looked really good. I thought the match was written well. I thought it was performed well. I thought it played to her strengths. And holy shit, is Kurt Angle in good shape.
Yeah, they delivered. And that was a big question mark going into this Mania, that they've spent all this time and invested so much in this match. Were the fans going to shit on it? Was it going to be sloppy? Was it going to be an embarrassment? And it was none of those things. As a matter of fact, it not only exceeded expectations, it crushed them. And I think they made a star out of Ronda Rousey, where people are going to want to see what's next.
I agree.
Now, it could fall apart very fast. I mean, she looked good, but, you know, put her in a one-on-one wrestling match.
Sure.
It could get ugly, but for what it was, yeah, they did a great job.
Well, they started out strong. They had her, like, throwing Steph off the ropes, and she ran off the ropes and stuff. You're like, oh, can she do some wrestling moves? Should we talk about her outfit real quick? Wearing the shout-out to Roddy Piper a little more.
And the little kilt?
With the kilt, yeah.
I dug it, absolutely.
Fantastic.
That was that a kilt or a dress, Clark?
That's a kilt.
Are you sure?
Well, a woman wears a dress.
So was that a dress?
Wears a kilt.
Was that just a dress with plaid? Was that a plaid dress?
I think that it was a kilt-themed dress.
Okay. Good to know.
Buy it?
Sure.
Yeah. Triple H and Stephanie did a fine job. The psychology of the match and everything. You got a little bit of fun with it. You got the Triple H and Ronda were in the ring, and legally the ref decided that since Triple H said it was okay that they could be in the ring together.
Well, he is the CFO. Or
yeah,
the CCC,
yeah.
Or I don't know what the hell it's
called. Oh, I was
anymore,
getting
but
worried because one of our prop bets was, will Ronda Rousey make Triple H tap?
Right. Because that was speculation.
Minute, they teased the shit out of it.
They did.
For sure. For sure. They did a fine job with that. Enjoyable match, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Great. Great match. You know, not every five-star match is about, and I don't think it's a five-star match, but
sure.
Not every great match is about, being Kenny Omega and Okada and being great wrestlers. Sometimes it's being a big star and delivering, and they did that.
Yeah. Surprising people with how it went,
yeah.
I would say. The following match, 5 minutes and 50 seconds for the triple threat for the SmackDown Tag Team Championships.
How long did that go?
5 minutes and 50 seconds.
Okay.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
The Usos against the New Day and the Bludgeon Brothers.
How long was the match with Nicholas? Not to skip ahead. I just want to contrast the...
4 minutes.
4 minutes. So an extra minute it took...
Yeah. Neither one were the shortest match of the night.
Interesting.
You can probably figure it out now that I bring it up.
Yeah, if I looked at it, I'd probably figure it
yeah,
out.
Yeah.
Oh, Shinsuke AJ.
Oh, we forgot to mention that after... the opening match, a referee came out and told Cena that he is here.
Right, and he's
not telling us who. Or he may have told him, as I got to give credit to the guy who tweeted that out, that that in the back there was a 2-for-1 sale on jean shorts.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway.
I thought that he heard the ice cream truck.
Yeah.
Not as funny as the guy with the jean shorts, but hey.
Pretty good.
Only a graduate of Second City, you know.
Oh, no, it was after Charlotte's match, because Charlotte and Asuka were still leaving.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he had been back there. Bludgeon Brothers squash. No, not squash, I guess. But.
Well, I mean, 4 minutes, it is a squash.
Yeah, for sure.
So think about this, Clark. Their whole lives has been family in the business in the Usos. They've worked their ass off. They have never been on a WrestleMania main show.
Sure.
They finally get it, and what happens? They lose a match in like 5 minutes Bludgeon Brothers.
Right.
Wow. Sucks to be the Usos.
It's a hell of a push for the Bludgeon Brothers, though.
It might be time to move on from New Day, too.
And I've never hated those guys, Harper and Rowan. Yeah, somebody's got to turn. They're
stale.
They're ready.
Very stale.
Yeah, for sure. I've always been a fan of Harper and Rowan. Their in-ring skills are pretty fantastic.
Yeah, I dig them.
It works, yeah.
And I'd also like to see Big E
next
in singles action.
Cena's entrance music hits. Out comes John Cena.
Mm-hmm.
He says the words, "He is here."
Yeah.
Comes to
the
ring.
Excited.
Then the lights go out.
He's got his big boy pants on now.
The lights go out. You're ready for it. We're thinking, oh, is American Badass coming out? Is the Dead Man?
And then what happens? The bacon goes out of flame.
Oh,
and then the smoke everywhere. Then So a week ago, I had a bet with Clark that Villanova would destroy Michigan, which, you know, I'm always right. And especially when it comes to gambling, except tonight, but that's because it's rigged. And all I asked for...
Because he reads the odds, the Vegas odds.
He does. We all know this. All I asked for was that... Because they decided to have breakfast for the WrestleMania party. There's nothing least advertising than breakfast.
What the hell? It was awesome.
Ugh.
Breakfast ended up working out.
Yeah.
Except for the fact that bacon...
Yeah, you promised me if I won the bet, you were going to provide quality bacon...
And a good sausage.
I think you bought cheap bacon, and that's how you got out of the me not bitching about the cheapness of the bacon.
Oh,
but
get the hell out of here.
You burnt it.
You want me to show you? I'll get the...
No,
receipt.
The rats were eating it.
I'll get the receipt.
What a shame. He destroys the bacon. Anyway.
So anyway, the fire alarm's going off.
The fire alarm's going off. Clark's not even paying attention half the show. He's on his phone.
Up. Elias comes out. I can't even watch that.
Yeah, Elias comes out, and I don't even know what happened because I was... Try to worry
so
about
just,
the smoke alarm.
They're teasing the shit out of you, this Undertaker thing.
Yep.
They're just dragging it and shit, and then you see the hat.
The hat and
the coat.
In the ring.
It gets struck by lightning.
Which I love. That takes me back to when he fought Yokozuna and he ascended into the Titantron.
Sure.
Those were the days.
Sure. And then you saw it. Then
yeah.
He was there. The lights went out. The music hit. And he's the Dead Man, much to my surprise.
Do you remember that with Yokozuna?
I really thought we were going to see... No, I don't.
Yokozuna beat Undertaker in a casket match. Undertaker was in the casket, and they were bringing it back to the ring. I'm hazy on it, but I believe they set the casket on fire, and Undertaker was burning.
I remember.
And everyone thought he was dying, and then all of a sudden his body rose through the Titantron.
Wow.
And then he disappeared for like 6 months.
Amazing.
Anyways. Yeah, and the Titantron comes out. Takes him walking in the ring was longer than the match.
Definitely. There's no doubt about it.
Cena does the clean job to take
clean
her.
Job. Squash.
Quick. Yep, absolutely.
2 minutes, 45 seconds.
Wow. The shortest match in Undertaker streaks history.
It has to be.
It is. I saw it. I know.
Wow.
I got the stats. I'm a stat machine, Clark, even without a sports machine here.
He didn't look terrible. Even though they only went 2 minutes and 45 seconds, I thought he looked fine.
Yeah, I mean, he looked all right.
the surgery must have helped him because he looked a lot better than he has the last couple of years.
Yeah, he moved a little. Very underwhelming match, but the show was so stacked. I didn't want to see Undertaker suffer through 20 minutes and not be able to perform. It's weird for Cena. Where does Cena go from here?
Right, exactly. I don't know.
Like, they're continuing the story of him being a loser.
Because Taker's not going to be here tomorrow.
No.
Right?
No.
I don't see any reason why he would.
And again, they didn't say Taker's retired, so,
hey,
35.
I don't understand why the dead man was there.
I know. I wanted the American Badass. I think if Taker could go 15, 20 minutes, we probably would have gotten the American Badass.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. That match was followed up by the return of if you keep dreaming, then your dreams become you, or whatever he says. Daniel Bryan, he's back. He's allowed to wrestle in the WWE ring with Shane McMahon against Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
Yeah, I'm going to say this. It was kind of uneventful.
Yeah.
It was
boring.
It was just another match on the card, I thought. There was no change. The storyline didn't make sense. You know, I kind of thought Shane was going to turn on Daniel Bryan, costing him his first match back in this glorious moment.
Yep.
And then he was going to side with Sammy and Kevin.
Yeah.
That didn't happen. It was just a match. I mean, it was great seeing Daniel Bryan. It was emotional watching him come out.
Sure.
I wish I was there for that energy. But besides that, it was just a match. How long ago? 12 minutes?
A little bit more. 15.
Okay.
Hang on. Yeah. 15:25. On that, that seems about right. You got a spot out of Shane or two. Like he jumped from one side of the ring to the other.
Right. He did the
no
Shane McMahon stuff
this time, but he kicked him there. But diverticulitis is not caused by getting a beat down.
No,
and they did say that
it's from eating too many nuts.
It is. It's from eating nuts and them getting stuck in pockets inside your little intestines and shit.
By the way, Clark eats nuts all the time.
I eat a lot of.
He's
nuts.
A nut eater.
I'm a nut eater. Well, not anymore. Not with the bad teeth.
Like, okay, all right. I know how that is. I gave up popcorn.
Oh, I had popcorn the other night, like an idiot.
Yeah, no, you can't do popcorn.
I'm a dumbass. Sometimes it happens.
For the young listeners, this is take care of your teeth, and if you don't, stop eating popcorn when you're like 30.
It's not like we have the shittiest teeth in the world. Like the front, you keep the front looking better. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, there was no Shane McMahon heel turn as we had thought. Kevin and Sammy are still fired.
Yeah, gone.
They are not rehired.
Hopefully we'll be seeing El Generico at an indie show near you.
Well, or they're just going to be on Raw. Are we expecting a reshuffle?
Yes.
Before Money in the Bank? Do they do it not tomorrow, but maybe in 2 weeks, somewhere in there?
Somewhere in there.
Maybe after Money in the Bank, somewhere. It's happening soon, I would gather. The next match was the singles match for the WWE Raw Women's Championship. I'll give you credit on this. You've talked about it. There's really only one place for this story to go.
Right.
Right now. There's really only one outcome for this story. And I thought they did a fine job with it.
Yeah.
Alexis is the bully.
When you have a bully.
Little Alexis is the bully with Nia, and it worked.
But I get it. Listen, people have criticized the size thing.
That's stupid.
But I was a fat kid in high school, and I was bigger than some of the more popular kids.
And
I wanted to be in that popular crew. And I wanted to be there with them, and it didn't matter that I could crush them. I put up with shit because I didn't want to be made fun of. And then when you find out they're making fun of you, it's crushing. It breaks your soul.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I got where Nia was coming from, and I'm sure that story related to a lot of people. And in the end, it has to be a Disney story. The bad guy has to lose in that situation. And
I liked it.
They did.
I enjoyed the finish, her going up to the second.
Yeah.
Second rope with Alexa on her back, and boom.
I was concerned. I mean, they're both fairly young workers who I would guess don't call most of their matches. And
somebody was calling the match.
Obviously, yeah. I mean, somebody put that match together for them,
sure.
I believe. But
which is great.
They pulled it off in the ring. They executed. And, I mean, I think Alexa is a goddess.
They went 10 minutes, 15 seconds.
I don't just think Alexa's a goddess. I think Alexa Kaufman is a goddess. You know, I'm in love with the girl.
Alexa Kaufman?
That's
Alexa
her.
Kaufman?
That's the character. That's the actress. Alexa chimes in.
Fucking Alexa. She just told us how warm it is in Kaufman, Texas.
Wow.
Unreal.
Look at that.
I think it's 45 degrees
live,
right now.
Live podcasting.
Unbelievable. Oh, wow. Now we got all of the commentators and everything. Oh, I could get you that if you need that later.
No, I'm fine.
Oh, boy.
Who was on the German team?
The German team was Karsten Schaefer,
uh-huh.
Tim Haber,
uh-huh.
and Kelvin Nye.
Nye.
Yep.
All right.
Oh, Lillian was there for the Women's Battle Royal pre-show. You didn't.
Good, lovely.
So let's go on to the next match after the Women's Championship. I'm sorry that your girl, Alexa, lost.
Yeah, it's sad. But she is a defiant woman, and she will come back stronger than before.
You know, the other person who is the only person to hold both the SmackDown Women's title and the Raw Women's title, she defended her title successfully. I don't know if you know that, but Asuka didn't. The singles match for the WWE Championship between AJ Styles and Shinsuke Nakamura.
They did a wonderful piece on Nakamura. On it wasn't the network. It was on the website.
Does it not make sense for me to watch it now?
No, I would still watch it.
Okay, thank you.
I think it's still a good piece.
Okay.
It talks about, it really explained who he was. Like, his dad died at 10. And, like, it starts out with him saying, you know, who is Shinsuke Nakamura?
Yep.
I don't know who Shinsuke is. I'm still learning. And, you know, it goes on and tells his story and why he came to America and, you know, his dream of winning WrestleMania. It was well done. And by the way, a lot of New Japan wrestlers in the crowd, they didn't show them. But no. If you follow Twitter, Suzuki-Gon was there. Minoru Suzuki, Okada, Tanahashi.
Were any of those guys working over the weekend?
No, I don't think there were really any shows going up against Mania.
Did they have any shows like at WrestleCon?
Yeah.
Like that, like probably at a WrestleCon.
I think Suzuki did two matches.
Okay.
He was a replacement for Loki.
Okay.
I can't think of who he fought.
Yeah.
Joey Janela maybe. Anyways, yeah, it was that Bloodsport card. Man, Suzuki is so over. He is so good. He is so fun to watch, but this is about Mania. We'll save our Minoru Suzuki talk for when Brandon's on.
AJ Styles, the champion, who's had just one hell of a WWE run. Like, and you and I have talked before that we only know of him in the WWE. Like, we did.
Yeah.
We weren't watching New Japan when he was there.
Right.
Leading the Bullet Club. We certainly didn't see him over on Impact, over on TNA.
No, God, no. I won't watch Impact. I have standards.
So him coming in, a few years ago, he enters the Royal Rumble, number three, whatever. I'm thinking there are people popping for this guy, but I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah, he seems like an undersized guy.
And he has done nothing but kick ass.
He is awesome. AJ Styles is phenomenal. There's no question about it.
Yes.
And AJ Styles deserved, I don't think he's had a WrestleMania moment. Right? I mean, I think he lost to Jericho. I can't even remember what he did next. He needed that moment, and he deserved it as the longest reigning, but as a long-reigning champion over on SmackDown and really being the star of that show. He deserved to win that match. Huh?
You could just forget about Jinder's run last year.
Oh, God, disgusting. So, what a mistake that was.
I can't believe how bad that was. Like, I thought it would be fresh and good, but anyway.
Yeah, so
AJ's been awesome,
and for him to go and destroy was fantastic, and I thought him and Shinsuke put on a good match. I don't think it lived up to the quality of the Tokyo Dome.
No.
But the length of the card starts factoring in here, where, how long did that match go?
It was one of the longer ones, at 20 minutes and 20 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, everyone hoped they'd get at least 20 minutes. So that was on the bottom end of what was expected. But yet, if that went any longer, I think it would start getting a little tiresome.
I agree. It was the second longest match, or by 20 seconds. The Rousey, that was 20 seconds longer. Isn't that crazy?
So at the end of the Tokyo Dome show, after the match, Shinsuke extends a fist. They're both on their knees facing each other.
Yeah.
Shinsuke puts out a fist. And AJ takes a minute, thinks about it, and then he puts out a fist, and they bond, you know, because they're good friends.
Sure.
And they stay together, and AJ, good sport, losing in that match.
So then AJ wins this match.
Right.
Here at WrestleMania.
And afterwards, he pulls up Shinsuke.
They had a hug.
They had a hug, and they...
Then Shinsuke grabbed the belt, got on his knee, and presented it to him. A very respectful move.
Right.
Very respectful move.
As most Japanese people are.
But we're kind of wondering.
Yeah.
As you're watching, you're just like...
You feel it coming.
is it going to happen? And then he was in the perfect position, and Andrew called it.
Yeah, yeah, your friend
he was
Andrew.
In the perfect
Full
position
spoilers.
For the nut shot, and
spoiler was. Two called it right out.
But I mean, it's not like it was a like,
no.
It was a guess.
He guessed correctly right at that second, and I
like the move. I like the Shinsuke turn.
Yeah, I think Shinsuke's a heel is going to be a much better character than Shinsuke as a face.
I agree.
You know, it's hard to be a face. He actually speaks really well. Unlike Asuka, Shinsuke can talk. That piece proves it. No, watch that piece.
Okay.
He talks through the whole thing.
Oh, does he really?
You know, and you start understanding, like, his speech cadence. Like, he'll say something, and then he just says, yeah, at the end. Like, he'll be like, I want to beat AJ Styles. Yeah.
Aye.
Yeah.
Aye.
So, I.
Okay.
Aye. I was in Japan in January, and, yeah, everybody always goes, hi. Hi.
Well, it was fresh and fun by the end. Like the heel turn was kind of fun for Shinsuke. I definitely enjoyed it.
You definitely want to see what's next with Shinsuke.
And then while the match didn't take that long, the whole presentation of the next match was absolutely fantastic. Of course, you have Sheamus and Cesaro, the bar, come out. They get introduced first as a champion, and then Braun gets introduced, and you're wondering who's his partner going to be. Oh, should we talk about him pushing over Sheamus's and Cesaro's car?
Oh, yeah, he did push the float over.
Sheamus and Cesaro came out with a float with a bunch of, like, men walking around in uniforms.
Because Braun Strowman might be a cat. Where, you know, cats are always knocking things off.
Would JR kill him?
Always. Oh, yeah. You know it, buddy.
Oh, man.
And that cat died of a broken heart.
My ass.
Mm-hmm. Cats don't die of broken hearts. That's all I'm saying. I don't want to get into conspiracies tonight.
Because he knocks shit off the table like he knocks shit off of the stage.
He's always knocking stuff over. That's what cats do.
Cat.
Yeah. Am I wrong? He's a lot like a cat.
Right.
Him and Will Ospreay, they're both cats.
That's fantastic. Perfect.
Just Brian's a big,
but
big,
it was fun.
Big cat.
That was awesome. And then he comes to the ring and he grabs the mic and you're like, what's he going to do? And can I give myself a self-high five on this
one? You can.
Because I said, what if he calls out somebody in the audience?
When you said that, though, were you thinking, like, Ellsworth was going to be sitting in the fifth row? And he was looking for somebody?
Ellsworth, but like, an indie wrestler.
Okay.
Somebody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he'd pick somebody who was in plain clothes.
Like
a Hillbilly Jim, if
Hillbilly
you will.
Right, or an Xbox before,
sure,
you know.
Yeah. But I didn't think he'd get a child.
Nope.
And, I mean, it's not like he just picked him out of the front row.
Mm-mm.
Like, Braun went out there, and you're just like, what the shit is happening?
He had people with beer in their hands walking up to him being like, pick me!
Well, it's funny. You had the kid with the camera. The
little chubby kid.
A little larger. A little Lawrence, if you will.
Yeah, right.
he with the camera, taking his pictures. Like, who's letting that kid get that close? Is he picking him? I kind of joked. But little did I know that all of a sudden he picks this kid wearing the gray WrestleMania shirt.
If you watch, the security guards in the background were kind of funny because they weren't, like, stopping people, but they would build walls.
Right.
Because who's
really going to walk up to that guy?
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to get that close.
No, you're not going to grab him.
Braun can handle his own shit.
Right.
Yes. But he goes out and he gets a kid. And I don't know. Are there people pissed off at this?
The only complaint I heard was one guy's like, I really liked the moment, and it felt right, but this isn't how you use Braun Strowman. And to that I say, Braun Strowman has been a comedy act since day frickin' one against Ellsworth. He's a comedy act who can go hard. He is like a serious – he's like a Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah.
You know, you go in that movie, you know it's a comedy. Eddie Murphy is going to make you laugh.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they're stopping a drug cartel, and somebody's lives could be taken away.
This is 2018 where we follow his Instagram. Like, we know who he is.
He likes guns.
Yeah, and he's fun.
From what I gathered from the seven-hour lecture Hillbilly Jim gave on Friday, his character was basically essentially going to be like a Braun Strowman, where he was Garth Brooks. he was Chris LeDoux to Garth Brooks. He was going to be Hulk Hogan's buddy who did all the Make-A-Wish stuff, who went out to the hospitals.
Oh, he was going to do the legwork for...
Yeah, he was going to be this massive guy who the kids could get behind because he... The only thing in the world he likes is the kids.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what Braun Strowman is. And I believe Braun Strowman, in a match against Brock Lesnar, could still be serious. It doesn't take that away from me.
Right.
This isn't like, okay, he's not serious. He was in a tag match against two dopes. One of them's got a mohawk. Of course he's going to pick a kid because he's Braun frickin' Strowman.
Right. He's not going to pick a real partner.
No.
Ellsworth was a smart pick, but he basically picked that. Actually worse than that.
Right.
Or better.
I thought Ellsworth would have been a great story to kind of go full circle, but
I am interested to find out Nicholas's story, but I mean, he's going to have to defend the title. Like, Nicholas is there for at least another show. Am I wrong? Or do you think they could come up with a reason to tell Braun that this wasn't sanctioned and they strip him of the title?
I think they could strip him of the title. I think that might be the best route, and then have a tag team tournament.
It could.
Bring up the Authors of Pain.
Oh, that'd be a good idea.
Heavy Machinery. Yeah. I don't know if they've debuted in NXT or if they're...
I think that's the only place to go, maybe.
Yeah, I would have a tag division.
That said, I enjoyed it. Don't shit on that moment for Nicholas.
No.
There's no reason to.
God bless Nicholas. Saint Nick.
And I can't wait to hear his story. Like, I want to see who that kid is.
Yeah.
Is it a wish?
My money would be on he's a Make-A-Wish. But I don't know.
Or
I mean,
family.
Just be a kid who won a contest or a kid they decided, you know, local actor. They're like, hey, you want to be a star?
Sure, sure. He looked scared shitless. Like, it worked.
Yeah,
it worked because he's like, you were worried that somebody was actually going to bump the rope near him and he was going to fall off and get hurt.
Yeah.
And I loved the tag in. The tag in and tag out.
Right.
I loved it. I loved it. It was fine. Anyway, I enjoyed it. Braun Strowman and Nicholas are your WWE Raw Tag Team Champions. Unbelievable. And then let's move along and let's get to the main event here, Al. And then we can call it a night because Lord knows. We've been watching wrestling for hours.
Oh, my God. It seems like weeks. And then tomorrow,
That Wrestle Kingdom was just as long.
It didn't feel like it.
No, because you were there, and you've never been in Japan in the Tokyo Dome. You've never been there.
I did eat a hot dog in the Tokyo Dome, which was interesting.
I bet that was interesting.
I even drank a beer. You know I don't drink beer. I really can't drink beer.
Yeah, you shouldn't have the carbs. But you had a Japanese beer?
I did. I was like, well, I'm going to drink a beer, have a hot dog at the Tokyo Dome, like a real baseball fan.
Do you have a beer? You want a beer now?
No, I don't drink beer. So, are you really going to go get a beer? And we're done in 10 minutes. Set up what match? What are you... Oh, my God, he's getting a beer. It's midnight. I mean, it's 12:15. Don't you... Are there any standards in this household? Wow.
What are you talking about? It's WrestleMania.
This is why John Cena lost that match. He was sitting around drinking all night.
John Cena got his ass absolutely...
That's why nobody listens to his show. You sit around, you
John
drink
Cena
all day.
John Cena did all the work to promote this fucking match. Every bit of it.
He did.
The whole time. And then he gets squashed.
Yeah.
Give that guy
Undertaker
credit.
Did
Give
nothing.
Give John Cena fucking credit.
Crack a beer for the working man over there, Clark. For John Cena.
God damn it, you're damn right.
There you go.
You think that I'm an idiot for being surprised that Bruce Pritchard is on the network with something else?
What do you think? I think you're an idiot. No.
I think it's weird. I was surprised to see it. But that being said, his podcast numbers are unreal. And do you know that Conrad's going to be on it with him?
Oh, yeah?
That Conrad fella?
Look at
the trust fund kid, right?
He's
like,
trust
fund. We decided?
He sells real estate is what it is.
Yeah. He's got some cash. We don't sell
he
real
does.
Estate.
He bought his way into wrestling. Married a Flair.
He is married to a Flair,
yeah,
isn't he?
I think so.
Yeah.
Engaged.
Yep. And he was doing the show, but so Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns. Reigns gets introduced, and the last few weeks leading up to it, Reigns has been getting more and more fans. They actually, I think they built this story very well.
They did okay. The crowd still shit on it. My reports from people there.
The crowd was shitting on it like crazy.
There were a lot of beach balls, and a lot of people didn't care. And they were doing what they did last time Brock Lesnar was in a match against Goldberg when he was leaving.
Right.
And everybody knew the outcome, and everyone didn't care because both the guys were leaving. And this was the same thing. Everybody knew Roman Reigns is going to win this match.
Why?
Because Brock is going to UFC, allegedly. And Vince McMahon has been building this moment up for the fans for the last 3 years, and this is Roman Reigns' coronation in New Orleans. This is going to be the biggest moment of his career, and it's going to define him. And this is finally going to pass the baton, and whether you like it or not, Roman Reigns is going to be the champion, and he's going to be unstoppable. Much to their credit, they went the other way.
They did. Reigns was taking a beating, so much so, and kicking out.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to win still.
I did too. There's no point I thought he was going to lose.
And
so he lost.
That's the four of us there. I'm the only one of us four who took Brock.
You did. I have to give you credit there, Clark.
No, Lawrence.
I wish you were as good at this as I am with DraftKings.
I got to tell you something real quick.
Please.
Andrew ended up walking away with the money.
Always. This kid's got
the money. And you know how he won it? On these stupid special fucking appearances.
He's the rainmaker.
The special appearances were worth 5 points each. This was the biggest bullshit.
And you know,
this is horseshit, Andrew. And if you're listening, I am holding on to that money until we can get to the bottom of this. You cheating fuck.
No, there's Clark.
Going to your odds, your Vegas odds.
There's Clark not paying up on his debts like usual.
All right, pal. Are we even?
Yeah, are you burning the bacon over there?
Are we even over here?
No, we are not. And we will discuss this.
I did get you sausage.
We will discuss this on a non-WrestleMania show when I'm not half asleep.
I will kick your ass. So here's the deal. They went 15 minutes. They did some, you saw a lot of Suplex City going on. You got a lot of spears. You got some punches to Brock's face. Things were fun. And then Brock got him. Roman bladed.
Yeah, yeah. They made it look.
I want to see where he bladed. I bet we could find that.
They made it look like it was a hard way. It might even a Brock who cut him.
Oh, it could have been. But he did the same thing he had done to Orton.
Right. They went with the hard way punches to make it look like it was a hard way blood job. And, yeah, he bled. He bled Cody Rhodes style.
Yeah. Then when he was bleeding, a few more F5s, what have you, and Brock wins the match.
He does. Surprising. Shocking. It was like when Brock beat Taker.
Do you remember earlier when they were showing Ronda and they were using UFC clips and it said courtesy USC?
Yeah.
Earlier in the night, you also saw Dana White in the crowd.
Right.
Or during that, you did. That's why I said to you, I go, this is why I picked Brock. Because I thought that at the last pay-per-view, Brock wasn't there, Ronda was.
Yeah.
That day, Dana White tweeted out a picture with Brock.
Right.
It all just seemed a little bit like shit was being done on purpose.
I think
they have another one-off. Brock, the last time he wrestled in UFC, he was under WWE contract. It's not like he has to leave WWE. And they've been writing it storyline as well. It all seemed to me like maybe they're using it, and I thought that one of the smartest moves they could make was to have Brock end up winning the fucking match. And I think they ended up telling that crowd that was passing their beach balls around and shitting on the match, hey, fuck you. Brock might not be leaving, assholes.
They clearly have a working relationship, and it benefits both of them, and I'm happy for it. You know, as a wrestling fan, I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, I do too. Overall, at the end of the night, you want to throw a grade on it? You want to do a 10-point scale? What do you think here? Or can you? You want to do a...
I'll give it a...
A plus, A minus, B plus.
On a scale of 1 to 10, I give it a 9.5.
Wow. I like that.
If they could have condensed that show into 3 hours, it would have been amazing. Cut out everything that didn't belong.
Sure.
And there was a lot of stuff that belonged, so it would be hard to do.
It would have been a 10 if they could have found a way to cut things out, but you don't know what they should cut out, necessarily. Elias wouldn't have had his WrestleMania moment if they were trying to shorten it, I don't think. I did enjoy that. I give it a 9.
I give
it a 9. Very awesome. Fantastic.
No question. It's in the argument for best WrestleMania ever.
NXT TakeOver, though, best show of the weekend still?
No. I think Mania, because of the scope and size, was a better show.
Okay.
The match of the weekend was probably Ciampa and Gargano.
Wow. Awesome. All right. Well, I'm going to watch that tonight. Here when we get off the air here. That's what I'll do. I'll finish NXT. All right. Al, thanks for coming over and watching WrestleMania.
Thank you, buddy.
Sticking around an hour after that 30-hour WrestleMania show. I do appreciate it. Guys, thank you for listening to this here show live at the Sports Attic. Tonight was our post-WrestleMania show. We do this show every week, weekly. It's not always all wrestling. We are Chicago guys. We do tend to go Chicago sports. The Chicago Bears stuff is going to start heating up.
Yeah.
The Bears still have a time left to match the offer.
Till Wednesday.
They have till Wednesday to match the offer on the kid, the local kid.
Yep. Cam Meredith.
Cam Meredith. The Saints gave him an offer. I'm very happy.
The Ravens as well.
I'm very happy. Oh, the Ravens matched the Saints?
I think the Ravens upped it.
Oh, so the Ravens now have the best offer on the
kid. I believe they do, yeah.
That's awesome. Good for that kid. That's great. Do you want to see him as a...
I'd like to see him as a Bear, but
at that price,
maybe the Bears know something we don't.
About the knee.
About the knee.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to.
We'll see. That's awesome. So we do talk quite a bit of Bears. We talk everything. National sports, local sports, the greatest baseball team in the history of the world, the Chicago Cubs.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Oh, my goodness. Listen to us weekly. Sunday nights at 6 o'clock, we do it live. We are available on all different kinds of things, wherever you get your podcasts. We're on Apple Podcasts, you know, iTunes. You can find us on Stitcher. Al?
Yep.
You ever listen to podcasts?
I listen to what podcast?
Any podcast.
I listen to a lot of podcasts.
Yeah.
Listen to Torch.
What
I
do you
listen
think of Wade Keller's podcast?
Cocaine.
Aren't you a huge fan of Wade Keller and his?
Cocaine and Rhinestones. Okay. David Allen Coe's kid. Yeah, I listen to Wade Keller's podcast. I'm a paying member.
Okay.
Of the PW Torch. I enjoy what they do.
I'm going to ask you again next week if you're still a paying
member.
Don't
always agree with their opinion.
Yeah, they
especially on politics. But besides that, yeah.
I'm on their side on politics, and they piss me off, like, to be honest. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to Live at the Sports Attic, our WrestleMania post-game show. We do appreciate it. That's my partner, Al Larcher.
I am Alfred Ferdinand Larcher III. He is Clark Lawrenson. We will catch you next week. Good night, everybody.